I was bored shitless. There was absolutely nothing to do in here. Every day, just like the other, get out of bed, shower, food, bingo, more food, medicine, even more food, get back into bed. All days endlessly stretching out one after the other to my inevitable fate. Oh, and tea. Cups upon cups of it. Enough to sink the bleeding Titanic. I mean, there's only so much fluid the human body can stand. And what with me sitting here all day, staring at these four walls, copious amounts of tea leaking into my underwear, I felt like a beach ball floating in the Red Sea. So, it was about 2 months ago, after a particularly violent round of bingo. Well, they had to remove Shirley's hands from round Violet's throat. Anyway, it was around then that I decided there was only one thing that could stop me from passing away from complete and utter lethargy. I needed a man. Well, she was a bit shocked at first, my granddaughter. So I said to her, well, if you're having trouble helping me with this, then perhaps your younger brother can help. Seems as though she was struggling with the fact that I was interested in, well, you know, sex. She said it was something she didn't like to think about her grandparents getting up to. Well, I said, me and Gramps had a great sex life. And then there was great Uncle Jeffrey after your Gramps had passed away. Well, she just put her fingers in her ears, la 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 la. Anyway, she knew exactly how to set me up on the system, taught me a few basics, lent me her old, I think she called it a tablet, showed me a couple of different dating sites. It was like being in a candy shop. Well, I was going to go with one called cougar.com. Well, that sounded interesting. But my granddaughter thought it probably wasn't such a good idea. It could be hard to keep up the pace, she said. Oh, bless her. Well, I laughed at her and said, yep, might be hard for those young ones to keep up. So, instead, I focused on one called B2.com, the attentive matchmaker for 50 plus. So with that decided, apparently, I needed something called a username.
This episode contains subject matter which may be unsuitable for ages 15 and under. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, my name's Alan. Welcome to Bold. You've just heard a short extract from the stage production Encounters, a play which examines how attitudes that we encounter in our lives can affect how we age. The reading today was performed by Rose, a participant in the Vintage Theatre Co-op programme based here in Adelaide. Of course, Rose is also known to us in her alternative role as one of the regular panellists here on Bold. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Alan.
And she joins us here today with our other regular guests, Lynn, hi.
Hello.
Cynthia, hi.
Hi, Alan.
Flo, hi.
Hi.
Who are all also regular participants in our programme. Now, Rose, the piece that you just performed is an extract from a scene in the play, and the scene has the title of B_OldHash, which, by the way, was the inspiration for the name of our podcast series. Anyway, the play is set in a nursing home. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, Alan.
I believe that this scene explores how social media and internet dating, which is normally viewed as a platform used most exclusively for those 65 years and under, but how they can potentially have a role to play in enabling social connection and indeed social intimacy in an aged care setting. So tell me a little bit about your character. I mean, what was she like?
Well, first of all, she didn't really want to go into a nursing home. She was kind of forced into it. And she was bored because she'd had such a good life outside. But they thought she might have a little bit of dementia. But she looked around and thought, well, I've got to do something better than this. So she thought she'd try and find a dating site that would suit her. Who knows what she might find? Well, actually, she does find somebody. And she ends up having, quite a nice little bit of sex life.
Yes, so now in the extract that you read, the subject of sex for the over 65s reared its ugly head. And as a writer of this piece, I guess that was a deliberate attempt on my part to get some more discussion going in the public domain regarding this taboo subject. Because in this day of 24-hour access to all things sexual, it does appear to still be a subject on which most people have difficulty talking about, or they don't like to mention it. So this leads us to our discussion for today, sex for the over 65s. Well, girls, yes or no?
Oh, definitely yes. Alan, definitely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so that sounds quite quite interesting. I noticed Cynthia was quiet there, so...
I was just having a little remedy. They say chocolate is better than sex, but I've never found a chocolate yet that is. So sex is probably still the number one for me, being a little over 65, yes. So it's a big yes, yes, yes.
A big yes, yes, yes.
You could have both.
Oh, yes, with a little champagne, yeah. And a little bit of crayfish.
Crayfish?
Yeah.
Gets you in the mood, Rose. Didn't you know?
Didn't you know about crayfish?
No, I'm not a fishy person, but well, I'm sure there's other ways.
I'll give you a few little pointers later, darling.
Oh, thanks, dear.
What about the gladioli bulbs?
Oh, gladioli bulbs.
Flo, you're very quiet.
Yes, I know, but deep this is thinker, a very interesting Flo. Conversation.
Crayfish.
Yeah, in my silence, I've just been wondering what it's all about, because really sex has no age barrier.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. It depends solely on the people and the people you're associated with.
It's the younger people that's their idea that we don't have anything to do with sex. That's what it is. We still talk about it and do it and so forth, but younger people don't like to think of us doing that sort of thing.
I'm still struggling with the crayfish whole idea. I mean, of course, you'd have to take the nippers off, I guess, because you never know where
those... make it more exciting, Alan. A little nip here and a little nip there.
I did, in an alternative time in my life, I used to run events, and I do remember doing an event where there was a famous Adelaide celebrity chef, and she talked about crayfish and a special crayfish meal that she put together. And it had this wonderful exotic sauce that used to drip over your fingers as you put the crayfish into your mouth.
That could definitely get messy.
Yeah, you know what she was talking about.
And that's what she said. She said it was an aphrodisiac. So
I thought oysters were.
Oysters.
Oysters are supposed to be.
Well, for a man.
You're pulling a face, Alan.
For a man, they say Viagra, but if you want to go for something more natural for an over 65-year-old chap, like Michael Douglas said, it was the best invention, and I guess with a wife like he's got, it would be helpful, but gladiator bulbs.
Yes. Gladiator bulbs?
Or gladioli bulbs.
Gladiator bulbs, yes. Well, if you had a nice, well... hung gladiator, that would be okay, but gladiolo bulbs.
Gladioli.
But it has to be the big bulb, not the little bulbs. And it's not for women, it has the opposite effect. So that's a natural Viagra for men.
Well, I think she's got me confused now, because one minute she's talking about crayfish and the next minute she's talking about cod pieces.
Perhaps both.
And I would assume that the bulbs are ingested somehow. They're not
rubbed
on.
I should imagine they would be. I've never had that experience, Alan.
And so what do you think about other people's attitudes towards us enjoying a healthy sex life after 65? Do you think there's some barriers there from other people, or do other people
struggle?
I think
they'd probably just be jealous.
But I think a lot of people over 65 do keep on with their sex life, and I think you'll find that other people do talk about it too. It's just our idea of what other people are doing.
Well, they certainly talk about it. I used to work in a nursing home, and I tell you, those older persons, older ladies, they still had it all interesting discussions on it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Obviously,
they do.
They didn't have a partner. Most of them didn't, but they were still certainly interested about discussing it and memories and everything. I think it's very healthy.
But in general, people who are under 65, the general population or even the media, I mean, do they talk about sexual activity for people over 65? Do they bring it up in general conversation?
I think you'll find that most of them don't talk about it because they don't want to think of us older people having sex.
Maybe they're a bit jealous.
Could be. Wait until they're old out.
Older people amongst themselves, well, we've all joked about sex, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
So we all talk about it, even if we're not getting it.
Well, yes.
All right. Rose has gone a funny colour. he's breathing very heavily at the moment. So.
Well, I think maybe over 65, not everybody has a partner, but there's ways and means, I mean to say.
There's all sorts of aids these days that you can
every day.
Used to be satisfied
forever, right from the word dot.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that leads me to an article which I've discovered on the famous Google, amazing thing Google, from the Harvard Health Publishing, Harvard Medical School in America. Now, this was an article that they produced in 2017, and it was entitled Attitudes About Sexuality and Aging. And what they said was that fantasies can help rev up your sex life. Myths, on the other hand, can stop desire dead in its tracks. Such myths aren't the legends from classical history. They're the stories that we tell ourselves and each other to support the notion that older people shouldn't, can't and wouldn't want to have sex. It goes on to say, this type of myth, however, bears as little relationship to reality as do the fanciful sagas of the ancient gods and goddesses. Some sexual connotations there. So they go on, here's some examples of the most popular sexual myths. So number one, only the young are sexually attractive. So the culture we live in exalts youth. Turn on the TV or open a magazine and you'll be barraged with images of supple skin, firm flesh and lustrous locks. Oh, our sound engineer's gone away. He's left the room. But if your mirror is reflecting a different picture these days, you may feel like the party is going on without you. So what do you think the reality is about only the young are sexually attractive?
I don't believe that at all, Alan. If you're in a relationship with some guy, usually you'd love that person. And I think if you love somebody, that they're always attractive, whether they're young, old, or
and you don't see them growing old anyway.
Well, you don't see yourself growing old, so you don't see them either.
You're so right, Lynn. Mm. Absolutely right. Is it called rose-coloured glasses?
Mm-hmm.
But
have
even
you got
if
more
it
time?
Is, yes, that's right.
So, what did you used to think was sexually attractive when you were? Let's go back to, I don't know, 30 and under. What did you think was sexually attractive? If you don't mind me asking.
A nice bum.
Bum bummity bum bum.
Bum bum.
Yeah, I like bums as well.
My husband had a lovely bum. And he had beautiful legs.
Mine too.
Which
Rose.
I found very attractive.
Yeah, mine too.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a little bit different. I was always attracted to nice teeth and beautiful eyes.
Teeth and eyes.
That was my attraction.
Yeah, so I guess you would have kept the lights on then because not much you can see in the dark as far as teeth and eyes are concerned. Whereas a nice bum, I guess you don't need the lights to know it's a nice bum.
Well, I think by the time you've got to that stage, you're not worrying about teeth and
eyes. You've got over that bit.
You're going to base everything else on performance.
I don't know, the teeth might come in when you're getting down to the bum.
Well, as long as he's got some and he's not going to leave them somewhere.
What, some bum or teeth?
Teeth.
Right, okay.
I guess what you're saying is that as younger people, that some of the physical attributes of a person were more important as far as being sexually attractive. Let's move forward now to now, 65 and over. What would be sexually attractive for you now? Are you still into bums?
Yeah. No. I am.
I think it goes more on personality.
Yeah, personality.
Yeah.
But sometimes the niceness of a person.
Yeah.
But you know usually you know the person that you are going to have sex with, so you know what they're like anyway.
Well, not necessarily. When you first meet someone, I mean, you know, you've been with your husband for so long. And then all of a sudden you're on your own. I'm still going on with my husband, so. Yeah. And at first, you just don't want to, do you? You don't think about it. And then as the years go by, you know, you thought, oh, he's nice.
Yeah. And I think, first of all, it's just friendship.
Yes.
Not that I've met anyone, unfortunately. But first of all, friendship. And then I think it can deepen into something more. Because sex never leaves you.
No.
You know, the feeling and the thought of sex never leaves you.
No, it doesn't. No.
Especially if you've got good imagination.
I think you've got a good imagination.
It's good.
A good imagination.
Everything else I would do well.
A good imagination and what was it? Fish. No, crayfish. Crayfish.
Gladiolus.
What you're saying then is that you're talking about friendship, a good personality. Mm. These are things, I guess, that take a little while to
mature.
Exactly.
To get to know someone.
Cautious.
A bit more cautious.
Yeah.
So perhaps that's a change from when you were younger.
When you're young, you're impulsive.
Impulsive, straight into it. This day and age, of course, they've got the Tinder application, which is a bit like, not that I've used the Tinder application, but...
No, sure not.
It's a bit like going through a catalogue looking for a new washing machine or a car. Pictures of people appear on your phone and you just flick through them until you find one that's physically attractive. So their Tinder, the application, is very much about the physical.
How do I get that?
How do I get that? And now, unfortunately, Tinder doesn't have a personality setting.
Oh, pity.
So I guess that you're going to get what comes from being very...
You'll have to get your granddaughter to help you there, Rose.
Ooh, yes.
Have a flick through.
Doing, doing, doing. Ooh. Maybe.
Nah.
He's not rich enough. Hasn't got his own teeth.
Oh, now you're getting into the... The
money is attractive, apparently.
If you're interested, the Harvard talks about the reality for that myth about only the young being sexually attractive. They talk about a 1999 survey conducted by the AARP, not sure who they are, and Modern Maturity magazine revealed that the percentage of people aged 45 and older who consider their partners physically attractive increases with age.
Mm-hmm.
That really sort of debunks the myth that we become sexually unattractive.
But that's what I mean about if you're with a partner for a long time, you love them and they're still... attractive.
That's right.
Myth number two, sexuality in later life is undignified.
Oh.
Whether it's the white-haired grandmother fussing with her knitting or the lovable old codger puffing on a pipe, I think that's me, society is inclined to desexualise older adults. When older adults do express their sexuality, it's often viewed with derision. For example, the stereotype of the dirty old man. Nesta, have you met many of them?
I think there's some around.
So the myth is sexuality in later life is undignified.
No.
What have you got to say about that?
No.
This is, again, younger people putting older people down, as far as I'm concerned.
Anything undignified about?
No, definitely not.
No, I think it's wonderful. I really think it's wonderful. It should be.
Cynthia.
It's good enough for Adam and Eve.
Good enough for Adam and Eve. Good enough for...
I wonder what they were like when they got older.
I don't know if they reached old age, did they? Didn't they swallow an apple? And well, I'm not very much into
them. Maybe they ran out of apples off the tree. I don't know.
You got those lemons there.
Something has just occurred to me. I was just while we've been talking about all this, here's us trying to break down these stereotypes. One of the things that I think I've thought about over the last couple of days is the idea of my mum and dad having sex. And I must admit when I was younger, that really, really did freak me out and I didn't want to go there.
But you wouldn't have been here unless I did it.
I agree. I wouldn't have been here.
Well, that's true. You don't want to think of your parents, do you?
No. No, you don't want
not
to think
of your
parents.
Not in our day, anyway. I mean...
You didn't want them when you were younger. You didn't want to think about it. No, good God. No.
Never heard
I must say
anyway.
I never did.
Oh, I did.
Not that I remember.
Oh, God.
And the third myth, probably the most important one, I guess, is that men and women lose their ability to perform sexually after a certain age.
Oh,
and it talks about vaginal dryness and erectile difficulties loom large as you hurtle past 50.
Yeah, there's ways and means about that.
What sort of help are we looking at?
Well, you just go to the doctor and there's things that...
Viagra and lubricants are the main
lubricants
for women. Mm. It's simple as that.
Mm. Well, I'm learning something new. And they talk about a blue pill here, the Viagra. So maybe if you painted the crayfish blue, that would help its potency. What do you think, Cynthia?
No, that's that sauce that your friend, the chef, was
what
saying.
What did he do with the gladioli bowl?
Just go and get a vibrator and be done with it. Make sure you got plenty of spare batteries, though, because they
Must
tend to go
double
flat.
A or
Sorry?
Double A
double
or triple A's.
A? Oh, I can't remember.
You mean it's been that long?
It has. Every time you want to use the bloody batteries are flat, so into the bin they go.
What batteries are we talking about? Sorry, I'm... Are these batteries that fit into the crayfish? Or?
Well, wherever you want to fit them.
Of course, I know that Cynthia is a very spiritual lady. You're into mantras and body spirituality and that sort of thing. So, and Cynthia's also into vibrations. So do vibrations help in a healthy sex life?
They certainly help. Alan.
And are they linked to the battery somehow?
They are indeed, darling. And if you want to try some tantric sex, that's a very good way to go too.
Tantric sex?
Yes.
Maybe that's a discussion in itself.
It could be. It could be.
Is that a special spice that you have to have? Is that tantric spice? Or?
You've never heard of tantric sex. I think you better go and look up in the dictionary. And he's grinning, he has. And he probably has tried it.
Not allowed to say on this family show.
Oh, it's a family show.
Well, no, it's not.
Well,
I don't think this one's a family show. We're sort of at the end
it's
of our...
It's not a family show anymore.
We're sort of at the end of our stint for this this particular session. The reality, I guess, as far as the Harvard Medical School is concerned, you can still have a satisfying sex life.
Oh,
over
sure.
65. So that's the sort of conclusion that they came to.
Oh, start.
I could have
head.
Told them that in the first place. They needn't have come to study you, not.
They could have come and studied you.
Yeah, they could have.
Yeah, they'd get the truth, the whole truth.
But they
and
did
nothing
but
the
study.
Truth.
I can't see why they did a study on it.
No.
They just need to ask a few old biddies like us.
True. Pardon?
So we're going to finish. Rose. If I asked you if you had the chance, sex over 65, yes or no?
If I met the right man, I've never had, but if I did, yes.
Same for me, the right one. Same for me, of course.
Of course, it's fine.
I was hoping that someone would say if I met the wrong man.
Wouldn't matter.
We finished.
If you were desperate.
If I was desperate.
Desperate Housewives.
Good name for a play. Let's get down and write that one. Desperate Housewives. Okay. I think that's been done, hasn't it?
Get down and
maybe
dirty.
Desperate Older Housewives.
Desperate Older Housewives.
The mind boggles.
Ah. I'd just like to finish today's session with a quote from Hubie Blake. So James Hubert Blake. I'm an American composer, lyricist and pianist of ragtime, jazz and popular music. When he was asked at age 97 at what age the sex drive goes, he said, You'll have to ask somebody older than me.
Oh, I love that. I love
See it. You later.
Well done.
B_Old was conceived and produced by Vintage Creative Therapies. Recorded at the Fish Shop Studio, Rosewater, South Australia. Open and closing music, Android Sock Hop by Kevin MacLeod and Compotech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0